Hello, everybody. Jim Malone here, coming to you live on Dallas Trading Floor. It is Tuesday. I hope everybody had a great holiday weekend. I know I did. The market is still really, really kind of screwy. The NASDAQ was up today, and the Dow and the S&P were down. But I still think that there is a considerable amount of weakness in the techs. And also, I wanted to show you this too. Hopefully, nobody is going into any of the financials, because the financials are incredibly weak right now. Goldman Sachs had a huge sell-off today, and we'd been kind of predicting that on Friday, and indeed, it happened today. With Goldman Sachs being so weak, I do expect a lot of weakness in the financial sector. Both the big cap tech and the financial sector is kind of where you want to be careful and probably not have very much exposure right now, because it just doesn't look very good for some of the big money center banks. Now, that said, there is some strength in the market, and I want to show you that. But first, let's get into some of the other slides. Here are the key indexes. Hopefully you can see this hopefully you can see that. Yeah, it's kind of hard to see because the TikTok hopefully eventually will have a direct feed, but for right now, unfortunately, you just have to see my screen. The NASDAQ was up significantly, 0.14%, moving back up, which is good. Finally, it seems like it has sort of having a dead cat bounce. I'm not really that bullish on any of the NASDAQ stocks right now, but it is showing strength, and that definitely should be noted. The S&P 500, it's kind of going sideways here. Of course, that's the 500, typically the 500 largest stocks, and that's going to be like the Fortune 500, those kind of companies. The Dow Jones is off a little bit today, but this has been where the strength is, in sort of in the cyclicals and in some of the industrial stocks. So that's kind of where I've been looking. Now, I do have kind of a stock of the day here, and this one is Schlumberger. SLB is the stock. And interestingly enough, I did buy this today. It's making a nice move. It has 100% checklist, and that's very, very important for me. I want to buy the strongest stocks that I can. This one has a 99 composite rating. That means it's in the top 1% of the stocks currently in the market. So it's definitely something to look at. It was off, you know, it was up just slightly. So I think by the end of the day, it closed up about 17 cents, not a whole lot. Not a terrifically expensive stock, 58.43, but it does look like this is the number one stock in the strongest area of the market. I'm going to show you that in just a second. The heat map, and by the way, you can get access to the heat map, super easy to do. All you have to do is jump on over to either go up into the, if you're looking on TikTok, just jump up into the bio, click on the bio, and I have a link to it that you can get that. Also, if you're watching on TikTok, it's in the comments, so you can definitely take a look at that in the comments section. But that's the heat map, and I'm going to be going over that in just a second. Here's the stocks that I do own long. I did close some of my short positions. I closed a short position on Lululemon. That has been a disappointment for me. I have not been able to make money on Lululemon this year. It just, you know, I would thought it would move down in this kind of a market. It moved up, so I had to close it. And I did take a little bit of loss. Ouch, that hurt. Also, I closed my short position on Apple, and I went long on Apple just because I wanted to have something that was in the NASDAQ. And so maybe that'll go up a little bit more. Who knows? I did open a position on Schlumberger. I talked about that a little bit. And I opened a position on Floor. Now, that one, it didn't do quite as well. It's pulled back. But is oilfield services, that's sort of the narrative right here, is that, you know, we're looking at some of the things that are investments in some of the oilfield services companies, definitely looking at that. I did increase my position in ExxonMobil. Why? Because, well, interestingly enough, in the oil sector, especially with the big cap oil companies, they do not depend on the banks. And I'm very concerned about the weakness in the banks right now. The thing about Exxon is it mints money. Why? Because people have to pay for oil in dollars. And then because of that, any income that comes in, of course, is immediately fungible and goes right to their balance sheet. So oil companies, I do expect to be much stronger than other companies due to their cash flow. So that's one of the reasons I did buy that. Target Hospitality, that's a company, small company in the Woodlands, Texas. It seems like I'm having sort of a Texas bent on the stocks that I'm owning right now, because Gexen, of course, is a Texas company as well as Schlumberger and Fluor. So these are all based here in Texas. Interestingly enough, normally the techs, of course, are based primarily in California, but it seems like some of these other stocks, these cyclical stocks, are based in Texas. So Townhouse Hospitality, this is an interesting company. It's a turnkey company. Basically, if you happen to have a hotel, I wish I had a hotel, that would be great. You can hire this company and they'll run it all for you and do all the stuff for you. So you just have to do the investment and then they'll do all the rest. So kind of an interesting company. It was down today, but I do think this is in a strong sector, and I do kind of see it moving higher in the near future. So we'll see what happens there. All right. Just wanted to put out to everybody the link to the industry group spreadsheet. Of course, that's over in the comments section, and I have it linked there. So you can jump on over there and hopefully get something there as well. So let's get into one more thing. Let's get into that spreadsheet, just so we can, we can take a look at kind of, you know, what's happening in the market. And I'm going to just move over to that spreadsheet. There we go. Hopefully I get it right this time. There we go. All right. This is the industry group spreadsheet. Let's make sure that I'm showing this properly. Yeah, there we go. Great. Okay. We seem to be looking pretty good there. Okay. So let's kind of move this over a little tad. So hopefully you can see this. This is getting a little bit tough to see sometimes. But basically what this is this is a spreadsheet that covers all of the areas in the market that we're currently, in the current market. And kind of gives us an idea of sort of where we're looking for the strength. Part of the reason I bought Schlumberger today was that it's in the group, this oil field services group, and it's number one in that group. So, when in doubt, I like to buy the strength. I like to buy the strength in the market. So that's where that one was. As you can see, this is the number one area in the market. It's not tech. It's not retail. It's energy. Oil field services. Now, everything is not necessarily great in this sector, but this is kind of where the strength is. So this is one of the areas that I would like to kind of point out. And if you're following along with the spreadsheet, this is a spreadsheet. This is, and I'm actually going to show you on mine. This is I'm going to go over this in just a second, but I want to show you where the strength is in the market. It's in the oil field services. It's also in the oil and gas drilling. You know, I know this is counterintuitive. You think, well, gosh, the price of oil and natural gas has been going down and oil is kind of stabilized. But, you know, this is where the strength is in the market. This is where, this is where the big boys are putting their money. So this is something to watch out for. Here's a stock that we might want to take a look at just real quickly here. In the drilling area, VAL is the symbol on this one. So put that one on your list as well. Also, we've had some strength in the miners, especially the gold and silver miners, and that is definitely looking fairly good. I have a stock called FNV, which is setting up. It's called Franklin Nevada Gold. It's not actually a gold miner. What they do is that they have positions in other gold miners that seem to be making money. So that's one I'm going to cover as well, hopefully here pretty quick. And oddly enough, there is strength in the leisure area, which I was very surprised at this, but this is the travel booking area. This is where Expedia is, and it definitely looks like it's getting some love here. Why? I don't know. I absolutely don't know. I'm just a chartist. I'm just looking at where the strength is in the market in the charts. So that's kind of what I have been looking for. All right. Well, let's take a quick look at one of the areas, and this is in the oil and gas services field. So let me just jump on over to that that spreadsheet, and we'll get that one up in just a second here. So I'm going to do that right as we speak. Hopefully this will pull up the right sheet at the right time. Always the issue. All right, let's see. So we want to go ahead and go to the oil and gas drilling here. And hopefully you can see this on TikTok as well. You can see this one has been a good performing area of the market. It's down a little bit today, but overall, very good sector of the of the market. So let me put that up fair for everybody on YouTube. There we go. Okay, so this is the oil and gas sector. This is the entire sector here. You know, this is the entire sector that we're looking at, and it does include quite a few different stocks. Now, what I did today was looking at this area. I was looking at the services. I was looking at the top stocks in the services area. This is one of the reasons I bought Schlumberger SLB, because it's set up nicely and it's the number two stock in terms of size in the market. Now it's looking pretty decent. So let me jump on over to that particular stock so we can see it. Okay, this is going to be SLB. There we go. So this is one SLB. I said SLV. Boy, that's bad fingers here. So this is SLB. This is one I did buy today. And again, this has moved up very, very nice. As you can see, there's my mark here. I bought basically at 56.24. We are literally up. Well, I'm sorry, 58.24. We're at 58.45. We're back up down a little bit. We did move up a little bit. So it's looking pretty good in terms of that. One of the things I wanted to show you on this, now this is not necessarily a recommendation to do anything or buy or anything like that, but I want to show you where the strength is in the market so that you won't get frustrated and say, well, there's nothing to buy. Well, there is. This one passes on 100% of things. Now, there is an issue here, and that is the moving averages. It's a little bit extended, almost a little bit extended, 7.6% above the 21-day line. That's right here. That's this green line here, but I'm trying to size it off that 10-day line because it is moving so well. Now, I do kind of expect a pullback here, so don't buy it initially tomorrow. Just wait a little bit. There's probably going to be a little bit of pullback because it's been up 8 days in a row, so it's very, very likely that it's going to pull back tomorrow. So be a little bit careful with this one, SLB, but I do think it does have some really nice characteristics and might make a very good buy there. All right, let's take some of the questions and jump right in. Hi, Jim. Would like to look at SOS closely. It's been going up as of late, but not really sure what their story is. Well, let's look at SOS. And that's a good one. Thank you very much for that, Brad 16. I guess that's Brad 16. Yeah. All right, let's look at SOS. And that is SOS Limited, ADS. It's a China-based company. Now, China stocks have been doing relatively well as of late, but, you know, the thing about China stocks is I just think that there's so much political risk with them that I've personally have been steering clear of them. Now, if we take a look at this chart, you can see that it's in a downward trend. It's been moving basically down for a while. So we have to be kind of concerned with that because, you know, any stock, any chart that moves down like this, you know, potentially could go down more. Now there's been some buying. You can definitely see there's been a lot of volume that's come in on this one, but I would be extremely careful on this one. This stock is below $10 a share. And it's in a downward trend. Now let's take a look at some of the checklist on this one. Well, this is a pretty awful checklist, 22%. Not something that I would personally buy, okay? Just because it's just failing in every major. Now it is being accumulated by funds. So let's take a look and see what funds are in it. Well, we have five funds in it. That's the minimum. So here's the thing, you know, I would say on this one, Brad, and, you know, again, not, you know, just just trying to be helpful here. But you know, SOS is not a buy. But I think you really have to just say, well, okay, it's just not a buy. It's just not a buy here. It's in a downward trend. It's a low price stock. It's China exposure. I think you just gotta say no on this one. So, yeah, that's my deal. Okay, so let's take a question from TikTok. Thank you so much. Oh, hey, thanks for saying that. Really like that. Saying that's good. Did you sell CELH? Absolutely, I did, and I'll show you exactly where I did sell that. So that's a good question. Yeah, I did sell it. Why? Because I had a stop loss on it. It was moving up, and I pulled the trigger. What I do on these typically is that, you know, when I find something that's moving, I'll push that stop loss up if I think that, you know, it's getting too high. It's getting more than about 5 or 10% above the mark. But yes, I did sell it, and I did sell it this morning. I did sell it this morning, and I was stopped out right at about 113.50, I believe. I can see my go over to my. Let me just check on my my trade log here, just really quickly. So, because I haven't marked it yet on the chart, just looking to see what the sell point was. And well. Okay, let's see where that was. And my sell point on Celsius Beverage was 113.23. Okay, so that I remember. Part of the reason I do this is I put in an automatic sell on this. So mine was 113.23. So we did okay on that. You know, the gain, it was pretty good. So where my sell was, and the reason I know, you only know this when you have was right here. Let's kind of put that, let's see if I can show you that, kind of give you a, show you where that happened. So you'll know. All right, there we go. Okay, part of the reason I like to use stop so much is because once you've chosen an area, then you're good to go. See, it sold right here. That's where it was. Let's see if I can bring that over so you can see that on TikTok. There we go. This is the 5-minute chart, and where I sold it was on this downward leg here. We were doing good, and then boom. The reason it sold, why? Because as I tightened up my stop loss, it pulled back and then it pulled down. So yeah, we did okay. We're out of that one. Now I do have some new blood in there. SLB, of course, is the one that I did buy today. I did buy Floor. Floor has been a kind of my entry wasn't that great on it, but let's take a look at Enphase ENPH. This is also from TikTok, and this is Tony Montana 3693. I like that, Tony Montana. Okay, so let's look at Enphase. This is one of the solars. This is I have not done well on solars, and I haven't been in them, to be honest with you. I'm really, you know, right now I'm looking more at the oils as being kind of where I think a lot of, investment is going. Now, interestingly enough, with Enphase, did I get that in there for Enphase? Yeah, Enphase. Interestingly enough, for Enphase, we did have this test. We came all the way down. We came below the 200-day moving average, and then we've got a bounce here. And this is very interesting. I'm just trying to see exactly where this bounce was. I haven't been tracking this one. So the bounce, interestingly enough, it came down 234. Seems to be that seems to be an important number. It came down to 225. So basically we did, you know, it does look like there's been a reversal here. It does look like it's coming up to the 21-day line, but it does look like this one could be a potential short, okay? And I'll tell you why, because looking at the chart here, we have a head, okay? We're coming up on a left shoulder, and then we had a right shoulder. We had a left shoulder, and then we have a right shoulder. So this one is looking like this is a potential for a short. So I'm going to mark that on my little cheat sheet in phase, ENPH. This is one that's looking like a potential for a short. Why? Because typically it's the stocks that are doing the best that when they start to break down, they really break down. So this one definitely looks like a potential short. So where would I short it? I want to see if it can go above that 21-day line. Then I might be interested in shorting this one because of the pattern that I'm seeing on this. It's come down, it's tested that 200-day line, it's come back up to the 21-day, and it is looking relatively like it's getting weak. Now, I wouldn't short it now because it has, look at the relative strength line, it's moving up, it's 93. So this is still in the top 7% of all stocks. So we don't want to be shorting this one yet, but we want it on our short list because this one looks like it potentially could break down. And the solar stocks have been doing well this year, but we're starting to see some breakdown here. And this is 34% off of its all-time high. So there is some potential here that this one could become a short. This one could become a short. All right, let's take a question from TikTok. Thank you so much, Bombadoc. Always like to hear from you. BTC, Bitcoin is up. Interest rates, inflation down. Is the bear market over? I wish it was. I don't think so. I don't think it's over by a long shot. I think this is what they call a bear. I think we're getting some moderation here, but I don't think this is over with by any stretch of the imagination. Let's take a look at the Bitcoin. But there is a way you can make money on this one, on Bitcoin more safely, and that's with the GBTC. This is the Bitcoin Trust that has been super beaten down, and this one is showing some signs of life. Okay, this is called the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust. Let's see if I can get that over. There we go. Okay, so we're looking at the we're looking on this one. We're looking at the weekly chart. As you can see, we did get a bounce here. It came up above. Now the question is, can it close above 14? If it does, then we might have something here. This may be a reversal, at least short term. This has really been beaten down. This has really been beaten down, or this potentially could be a short. Now I do believe that this is telling me, yes, it's true, Bitcoin is up. But I think that people are confusing Bitcoin with a real hedge against inflation, which I don't think it is. And I do think this is a dead cat bounce. So I would be very careful on this one, but you probably can make money on this one. I would be shorting this probably at about 14. Now, what is the Bitcoin Trust? Well, the Bitcoin Trust is is essentially a proxy for Bitcoin that is traded on the exchange. And the advantage of that, of course, is that when you can kind of see the motion of Bitcoin and through this particular instrument. Now, it's been beaten down. As you can see, it's down to about 11. It's been all the way up here, you know, at 40. And it looks like it's attempting to make a turn, and that would make sense because Bitcoin is up to 20,000, as we know, but I just don't think it's going to hold that. I think that, Bitcoin potentially could have another leg down here, but it's not going to go down as long as the NASDAQ is going up. So I think that we could, I wouldn't be buying Bitcoin long, but I'd be looking to short it. I do think it's going lower. Potentially as low as $7,000 a share, which would be incredible. But that's what the charts seem to say. So who knows? I mean, who knows? It's hard to say. But just to answer your question directly, I don't think the bear market's over. I think we have a dead cat bounce. I think we're having a nice rally. And it's always good to be exposed to the market when we're in a rally. But I don't think long term it's over with, unfortunately. I wish it was. All right, Lisa, thank you so much. Let's look at FLR. This is floor. This, I did buy this one today, and I got my hat handed to me. I did buy floor today. Let's look at it as a stock. Let's look at the daily chart just so you can see. And I think, yeah, there we go. Okay, I'm showing my mistake. But hey, this is full disclosure time. All right. This is coming out nicely above, and I think this one hopefully will reverse. You know, I'm an optimist, so I have to be an optimist here. So basically, we had this reversal. I'm going to draw the reversal line in there. So let's do that. Hopefully, command click. There we go. Okay. So that's the reversal line. Okay. So it's definitely moved above that reversal line. As you can see, it's come down. You know, got some support at the 50-day line, come up above the 20-day line, and then I bought it here. Now, that's probably a bad move. Why? Because it pulled back. But it looks like it may be getting some support at about 35. That wouldn't be bad, and hopefully it'll go forward. Here's what I like about floor. It's in a good area of the market, and it has a decent checklist, 65. It's not great. But it is it's in the sector of the market that I definitely think is going to get some love, and that is the heavy construction area, primarily because of the infrastructure bills that were passed. And I do think that, you know, some of that will make its way to hopefully to this company. And it is in an upward trend. It's above the 200-day line. It's above the 50. It's above, you know, it's pretty much lined up pretty well. It's 3% above the 10-day line, and it's basically 2% above the 21-day line. So it's within 10% of that 21-day line. So I definitely like this one until I am convinced otherwise. I'm going to be sticking it for a while. Let's see if it can make its move. I'm also going to take a look at the stochastics on this one, just so that we can see if I did it overbought or oversold. So yeah, so you can see it is moving up the stochastics. Basically, this is the 80-20 rule. If you're interested in that, Pareto's law. This is the overbought, and this is the oversold. It goes between 20 and 80, right? So it is an upward trend, at least in the short term. This one is gaining traction with people. Now, it did pull back, so we're going to see a little bit of a movement there, but I do think that it's looking pretty decent. So, but I just bought it today, so it's not, you know, we'll see what happens, because, you know, timing is everything in this, you know, timing is everything here. So sometimes you get it right and sometimes you don't. All right, let's take it. This is for Kim Alexi 123. This is thought on Tesla. You know, and Tesla, of course, was up today very nicely. But I am still leery of this stock. They did, one of the things that Tesla did, which is really interesting, is that they dropped their prices about 20%. Now, I wouldn't want to be the person that bought one of those a few months ago, but they've dropped their prices and they saw some nice. You know, they saw some nice action on this. Let's get over here. Yeah, let's go back to the, yeah, this is the Tesla. This is for Tesla here. So the Tesla chart, there we go. All right, for Tesla, you know, we did have this movement up and we're very close to the 21-day line, but we're still in a downward trend. And this is a little bit concerning. We're almost on that 21-day line. 130 is approximately where that 21-day line is. Now, that's typically where I like to make a decision, either up or down. My guess is with Tesla, just based on this chart, and we can see that it goes like that, that's the reversal line. It's still in this downward trend. It's making a move above that reversal line. That would mean that it would be an upper trend. But currently, it's in a downward trend with a relative strength of 4. That means that, unfortunately, 96% of all the stocks are more powerful than this one right now. So not a good time necessarily to buy it long And, you know, I would be scared to short it here too, because I don't think it's, I think it could reverse, but right now I think you just got to watch it. I don't think you really could do anything here. If it's stronger, it's going to move above the 50-day line. So I would not buy it here long. If I were buying it, I would buy it if it possibly moved up about 17% to about 158 or 9. That's where I would buy it. Why? Because it's showing strength above the 50-day line. But of course, you know, by then, it's probably the cat's out of the bag. So I wouldn't do anything with Tesla here. I just wouldn't. It's still not above the trend. So I would just hold on this one. So yeah. My thought is, if you're down 7% on your stock, please consider selling it. I mean, you know, that's the thing. I mean, you don't want to be stuck holding. You don't want to be stuck holding when that's the case. Let me just run a little video here, and this is how to set a stop loss.
Hello, everybody. As you know, Tesla is going to be officially entering the S&P index today, December 21st. And this is also a quadruple witching day. That means...
Well, I guess that was the wong one. Sorry about that. That's what I did when Tesla entered the S&P 500. And that was a good day to buy it because it did move up from that. Unfortunately, since then, it's not made the right progress, been the progress down. So, yeah, well, such as such. All right, Christian, thank you. Thoughts on Nike, kicking myself for not buying it when it dropped to 80, 85. Yeah. Well, you know, there has been, you know, this is where the strength has been sort of in the market, has been in the Dow. You know, Nike has definitely been a good performer. So let's take a look at Nike. NKE, of course, is the symbol on that one. And there we go. Click. There we go. Yep. And let's jump on over, make sure that I'm showing Nike. Yeah, I'm showing Nike. Okay. All right. And getting this for everybody here on TikTok so you can see that. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, definitely showing a true. This is right. I mean, obviously the entry point would have been right there. And the reason, well, because you can see it came up to that. This is really interesting. This is why index lines are so important. You see here, it came up to that index line. This is the 200-day line, and then it got resistance. It then retraced, and then boom, good earnings happened, and it pulled right up above that line. So this is why you don't want to buy it too far. You don't want to buy anything too much above an index line like this. Unfortunately, with this one right now, we're too far extended. So if we look at the 200-day line, see, we're 18%, over 18% above that 200-day line. So we really can't buy it here, Christian, unfortunately. I mean, that's why you need to buy about 5% near the index line. In this case, typically I take the 21-day line. Now, this is showing it's just slightly extended at 6%. Typically, I like to buy within 5% of this line. So if it does drop down possibly to about 120 or 122, that might give us another chance to get in. But it's got to pull back to that 21-day line in order to be buyable. So right now it's extended. Great stock, but I just think you've got to leave it be for right now. All right, FTI. And then I'm going to show you some other stocks that I'm looking at. Let's look at FTI real quick. And there we are. Designs and manufactured service systems for land and offshore. I like this. This is a good theme. You want to be looking in this area. This is really smart. Oil and gas, machinery and equipment. It's 42 out of 197. This is a trend right now in the market, as we're seeing a lot of oil field service type stuff coming and looking good. This is a relatively cheap stock. It's a $13 stock, but look at this after hours. We have a cup formation. There you go. There's the cup formation, and it came right up to the sort of the resistance. The resistance is right there at about 1306, and then looks like it's come above it in after hours. So it looks like it's going to punch through the resistance here. Now, this is a fairly thin stock, so let's look at it. I want to look at just how many of the funds are in it. Let's look at that. Okay. We have 28. Okay, so we have a decent number of funds that are in it. Checklist is very good, actually. Very good. Their checklist is 78%. I like that. On the recognition, it says double bottom here because it is sort of a double bottom, but really I'm looking at the cup. That's the double bottom. Yeah, there we go. So it is sort of a double bottom, but I'm looking at this cup here. That's what I'm looking at, this cup formation. And it says the pivot is right about 877, so we're above the pivot. And that makes sense because, you know, the pivot is down here. Basically, that's the pivots down there. Okay, but it's definitely starting to look good. Now, on the technicals, let's take a look. Okay, it's essentially is buyable here. Not necessarily the greatest entry. 21-day line, it's within 5% of the 21-day line, which is 1230.23. We're at 13. So I would still think in order to buy this, you want to see if it pulls back a little bit more. I don't know if it will. But this is looking pretty good, Brad. 16, pretty good. I have to say, this is looking quite good, actually. This is like a good stock. Okay, let's see. Let's take a look at Amazon next. Just really quick on Amazon. Okay, I'm going to click that off. This is going to be we're looking at Amazon. Here, I'm going to put that up. Yep. Oop, there we go. This is Amazon stock. And I'm going over here to the correct chart. Now, these big cap techs, I'm very bearish on these right now. Even though this did show a nice movement up today, I am still very, very bearish on these big cap techs because I do think, you know, we're in a situation where retail spend is probably not going to be as strong in the future because I think that, you know, we're going to have a lot of problems with credit here. And right now, Amazon, you know, is still in this downward trend. Okay, so we're still in the downward trend, but very importantly, we're still below that 200-day moving average. That is a very critical line. And the reason that is a critical line is because if we're below that 200-day moving average, that means that the big funds are selling. So the general consensus has been selling. Now, it is moving up to that 200-day line. That's one of the reasons why these 200-day lines typically can be a very good place to short, because what will happen is it'll come right up to the line like it has twice. Can see. I don't know if you can see that. There we go. It'll come right up to that line twice, and then once it gets there, it will be short. You'll be shorted. So let's take a look. We're in an upward trend on Amazon, but long term it's in a downward trend. So 115 is, you know, I would think that would be a short point. If it does get all the way up to 115, that would be a good push to short it because Amazon is in a downward trend. As you can see, I'm short. These are my marks for my shorts here on Amazon. Now we're in this upward trend. I'm going to, you know, wait until the market changes direction, but this one could be a short. So that's my thought on it. I would not buy this long. So don't try to buy off the bottom. It's very, very hard to do. This one potentially is short. So I wouldn't be in this one. Why? Relative strength is 12. We don't want to buy stocks that are at the bottom of the relative strength curve. All right. We don't want to do that. If you'll notice, retail internet, it's 45 out of 197. So that's not bad. But I am, you know, right now I want to buy strong stocks that are at the top of the market. I want to buy relative strength that is 95 or better right now, just because of the way the market is trending. So that's my that's my take on it. All right, let's take a look at the last one, and then I'm going to show you some other ones. Let's look at HL for Noah. Thank you for that. Let's look at HL. Okay, come on, HL. HL. There we go. That's better. There we go. Oh, mining companies. Okay, now miners have been very strong. And what I want to show you is that miners have been very, very strong. This is a gold miner, 12 out of 197. Now, I did want to show you another stock in this area. So this is really a good lead in here. The gold miners are seeing some love. That's definitely true. Look at this relative strength, 92. That's a good relative strength. That means it's in the top 8% of stocks right now. And it's pulled back essentially to the 10-day moving average. Let's look at I'm showing everyone on there. It's pulled back to that 10-day moving average. The question is it in a position where we could possibly look at buying it? Well, 21-day line, that's looking good, 4.94. Okay, so that's very close to the 21-day line. That's where I like to buy them, right there. So it's looking good. It's in an upward trend. The sector is good. It's a very inexpensive stock, $6. So this is one of my concerns. I don't like the fact that it's so cheap. And part of the reason I don't like the fact that it's so cheap is because just a few little dollars here can make a huge difference in terms of volatility. So I want something that's a little bit less volatile than this. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a look at this one, compare it to another stock. And this is the stock. It's in essentially the same in area of the market. And I don't know if you're familiar with this. It's a little bit more expensive stock, but I think its prospects are a little better. And that is Kirkland Lakes Gold. So what I'm going to do, Franco Nevada, excuse me. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to switch on over to the, to the comparison chart. Let's do that comparison. Okay. Moving over to the comparison chart right as we speak. All right. So this is, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to just do it for the last, hopefully I can get in there and let me do it. Well, it's a little slow. I don't know why it's not letting me in there. Okay. So I'm going to add, hopefully it's going to let me. And I'm going to show it FNV. There we go. Franco Nevada. There we go. Click. All right. So this shows us kind of the difference. Well, it definitely outperformed FNV. FNV is sort of one of my go-to in the gold mining area, but you can see they both in the last quarter have done very well. So I've eaten some crow there. I've eaten some crow. If you had bought 3 months ago, if you had bought a dollar's worth of HL stock, you would have been up about 120. So that's really good. FNV, only about 110. Now, so definitely of these two, comparing them, you know, apples for apples, we're definitely in a situation where they have performed essentially the same. Well, no, essentially better. So the other one. So I want to look, see if it'll let me here. There we go. So what I'm doing is I'm changing the date here to 9/9/2022. So this gives us just the last 3 months. All right. So they're both in an upward trend. It does look like Franco Nevada is underperforming HL. So you may be onto something there. My only concern with HL is the fact that it is it's relatively thin stock and it's below $10. That's my only real concern, but on those two. So, all right, let's take last two here. And thank you very much, Charles. JXN. JXN. There we go. Jackson Financial. Financials are not a favorite of mine right now. And the reason why? Well, if Goldman Sachs is not doing well, then you can bet your money that nobody else is either, because Goldman Sachs has a spy in every administration. They know kind of what's going on more than anybody else does. So let's look at Jackson Financial. Now, it is an upward trend. It's come down to the 21-day line. I mean, to the 200-day line. But and it did pop today. It hit the 21-day line and then it rebounded. Gosh, you know, I'm just not a fan of this because of the sector. It is an 80 relative strength, though, so that's really good, pretty good, and it's pulling into the 21-day line. So in terms of technicals, you could definitely buy it here. But you know what? I don't want to see. I guess this is insurance, so this is better than banking. But I just think that, you know, this could be a problem. So I would be careful. I don't want to be right now in the market where we, you know, I'm not as bullish on the financials right now. I'm just not bullish on those. Okay. Well, let's see. I, for some reason, have been able. Let's go back to the screen. There. Back. I'm back now. All right. This is probably going to be the last one for Roman. Thank you, Roman, for your question. You're looking at SEDG. This is a, I believe this is a solar stock, if I'm not mistaken. SEDG. All right. Yeah, Solar Edge. Yeah, and it bounced off the 200-day line, but I just I don't know. I'm not high on this area. I just I think that all right, there we go. Well, okay. Trying to get my screen back up here. All right, so there we go. So this should be Solar Edge here. Yeah, I'd be really careful with this one. I would really be careful with this one. It does have a 94 relative strength. But here's my concern with this stock. We're starting to see, this area of the market slip a little bit. And, you know, it's true in this new build, you know, this thing that they passed, I think there is some solar energy stuff, which is good. But I don't trust this at all. I don't trust this area of the market. It's very dependent on subsidies from the government, and I just think it's really, you know, it's 33 out of 197, but it's like with Chinese stocks, I'm just leery of this. This is an area of the market that's depending on very heavily on solar tax credits. And if those some way falter, this area will go down. And also, it isn't really making any headway. It's true, it is above the 200-day line. So I would be careful here. I probably would not be a buyer at that price. So there we go. All right. Well, thank you very much for taking a look today. If you haven't already, signed up for the Action Trade Alerts, please do so. I would appreciate that. That would help us out a lot. If you want to get a look at the heat map, that's easy to do. Just going over if you're on Facebook or on YouTube, just going over to the comment section. There's a link in there. I've provided a link in there, so pretty easy. But if you're on TikTok, just take a look at the at my link. Just click on that and you'll be good to go. So hit that like button, smash that like button. Really appreciate it. And I'll be back tomorrow at 5. Thank you so much. Happy trading, everybody. Hope everyone's well, and I will see you back here tomorrow.